Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on fulfillment together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A prayer for fulfillment when your days feel dull and dreary. Written and read by Carrie Eichberger. John 8:12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The clouds didn't break for 5 straight days. Not so much as a sliver of sunshine graced the surface of my face, and the swelling shadows began to penetrate my soul. The light of life I longed for felt smothered. I had just returned from a warm, abundantly illuminated, joy-filled, memory-packed destination, so the stark contrast seemed exceptionally harsh. That is, in comparison to the dullness of scenery that greeted my husband and I as our plane descended below the dense clouds and hit the runway back in Gloomsville, USA. I'm not sure what it looks like at your window right now, or if the neutral colors of a cold, dim winter even darken your soul and spirit like they tend to with mine. But we most certainly all walk through and weather seasons where the life surrounding us feels less than bright. Our purpose tank is falling toward empty, or our contentment with the same old is next to non-existent. Darkness circling all around us. We all long for fulfillment. We crave purpose, significance, and rich, lasting smiles of the soul. But sadly, our human nature keeps us grasping for fullness in the wobbly ways of the world. We think if the literal sun would just come out and shine, or our situation was brightened with favor, or we could just go back to that responsibility-free vacation spot, or even speed through the hard in front of us to the ease that potentially awaits. If only, possibly when, maybe then, we might finally find the fullness we feel desperate for. But the problem is, all our reaching for items and idols, seeking uncertain solutions, and putting faith in fleeting pleasures fails to fulfill again and again and always. You know this, don't you? You've likely learned it the hard way. But we also know this. Father God, our Lord and Savior, our constant companion and friend, Jesus. He is absolutely the only true source of light. But oh, how often I forget. Romans 13:14 says, "Rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." This verse found its way into my quiet time the day the sun finally reappeared and refreshing encouragement was cast over my circumstances. And I stood convicted. In the valley of disappointment, the darkened days I felt stuck in, I had begun obsessively planning fun nights out, carefree days away, updates to my house, fun food and drink purchases, tweaking my body and scale to perfection, even designing that dream pool for my boring backyard. Obsessing over desires of the flesh instead of obsessing over Jesus. We know that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, that he is the light of life. And how beautiful are these truths? Truths I want to hold on to today. Truths I pray you will hold on to with me. That he is indeed an abundant light. The only light that will never dim. The only light that is always available to us. The light that offers complete fullness for today and every one of our days that feels dull and dreary. Let's pray. Faithful Lord God, just like the sun that does not stop shining just because the clouds hover overhead, I am so thankful for your light that never stops beaming into the hearts and lives of your beloved children. And that includes me. Your love, your peace, your joy are always available to me. Your many treasures and visible gifts are scattered all throughout your glorious creation for me. I am in awe, and I thank you. I confess I fail to focus on your constant blessings that your continual light pours out over my life as I seek false fulfillment and the faulty feel-goods of the world. Lord, you are the only source that fully satisfies my soul. Help me soak in your rich presence. Help me sit with your never-failing words and simmer in your perfect promises. Help me trust the truth that you are always good and always faithful. You are the love of my life, the bright light that no power in all creation can extinguish. I am blessed by you abundantly and eternally. In your radiant Son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.